The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle, and I truly welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to hear a prophetic message out of your Holy Bible, the Word of Almighty God. And I call your attention to this profound truth that this is a free voice, and this is a ministry of restoration with God's true prophetic message, restoring the guideposts, the beacons, and the landmarks as revealed in our Holy Bible, which deceitful and blind preachers have destroyed. I pray today the Lord would give you ears to hear the truth. Today we want to continue on the message, Speaking with Authority. And I began from the words and a reference to Jesus Christ in Matthew, the 7th chapter. And this certainly is a wonderful place to begin because it's the Sermon on the Mount. If you have your Bibles, you might open your Bibles with me to that particular scripture in Matthew 7, verse 24. Jesus said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, he says, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Or we might say, great was the ruin of that house that was built on a foundation that was not from the Word of God. Now, I want you to note these other two verses in the end of the chapter, continuing in verses 28 and 29. It says, it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In other words, he taught with a positive approach. He did not get up there with a spirit of compromise or speaking out of both sides of his mouth or acting like a wimp. He came down straight to the heart of the problems of the people that he approached. Those in his congregation could feel that that man had a message sent straight from God to the heart of their problem. And those people of his day, that church of old that he came to, had many problems. They needed somebody to speak with authority. And the Bible said that he spake with authority and not like their preachers did. In other words, this was different. Him and John the Baptist were the two introducers of grace. Our grace dispensation was introduced first by John the Baptist and then by Christ. And the Bible said that Jesus taught them as having authority and not like their preachers, and they called them scribes. Well, it certainly is, I don't have to repeat what I say almost daily, that today we need preachers preaching with authority and quit mincing their words and just almost as a colloquialism that I used to hear when I was a child. I used to hear my old mother and dad say, that fella's mimicking the Word of God. In other words, he's perverting the Scriptures. He's twisting the Scriptures. And he's afraid to come out and call sin, sin, and black, black, and white, white, and wrong, wrong, and tell you about hell and heaven and what'll make you, what'll send you to hell, and how you can go to heaven truly. Well, we look around today and we don't hear preachers preaching with much authority. My Lord, this old greasy grace age in which we're living in, Christians crying out, I'm in grace, and they live in disgrace. And we see their sins catching up with them, and then they're hauled off to jail or hauled off to court, or many of them's hauled off to the hospital or maybe to the cemetery because of their sin. And then they still go on their merry way following preachers that say, you have to sin every day. Well, the Bible tells us in Titus 1:16, they profess they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work they're reprobate. My Lord, if professing Christians today that cry they live in grace would live in grace instead of living a disgraceful life, we would have the witness that the Bible commands Christians to have, to be a light to this world, to be a salt, the salt of the earth, is the Bible in also in this great Sermon on the Mount. Jesus called his true disciples lights and salt. Well, that I never heard light talk. I never heard salt talk. But today, most people that claim to be Christians, they're out here with big old mouths, and that's about all they are, is just a big mouth. They claim they're out here witnessing for Christ when really, ladies and gentlemen, the true witnessing for Jesus Christ is not a big mouth, but rather a true lifestyle, that is a lifestyle of integrity, of holiness, living in sanctification, the fear of God, and a crucified lifestyle. Yes, Christians to live in grace must crucify the flesh, take up their cross daily, and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, as we look around, trying to find preachers that will really come down and tell you like Jesus did about hell, and in this great Sermon on the Mount, by the way, that I just began from, a text was found today in Matthew 7. The great Sermon on the Mount from Christ is found in Matthew 5, chapter 5, 6, and 7. But in the fifth chapter, in the very beginning, in verse 29, Jesus said, if your right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if your right eye offend thee, or your right hand rather offend thee, cut it off. Cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. My Lord, Jesus wasn't a penny waste. He didn't go around compromising and offering some kind of a big mansion up in glory for a little old picky uni half-hearted effort somebody makes down here. He never came along and offered to forgive people of their mighty sins and transgressions just for a little old squat down on one knee and a kind of what you call a presidential pardon. Yeah, I'll just pardon you that easy. No, Jesus said, repent or go to hell. It was just that plain. Repent or perish. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no reason why a real man of God should not preach against sin and name sin. Praise God, if it's wrong to curse, tell people they're going to hell if you don't quit your cursing and lying and your smoking and your drinking and your immorality and gambling and all this other mess that people commit and claim they're still in the grace of God. And I'll tell you, if you sin every day, you're on the road to ruin, because sin, ladies and gentlemen, invites ruin. God said in Ezekiel the 18th chapter, beginning in verse 30, listen to this, repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit, for why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. Repent. Why, every man of God the Bible has any record of always preached, repent or perish. That's God's direct command to the preachers to preach it. Yes, it is. In the Mark, the 6th chapter, verse 13 and 14, Jesus anointed 12 and he sent them out, and they went out and preached that men should repent. And they anointed many with oil and healed the sick. Jesus said to heal the sick, preach the word of God, baptize the disciples of Christ, and make true disciples of all people of all nations that will believe, be baptized in the authority of Jesus Christ, and repent of their sins. Praise God. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We look around today at sin. People want to claim you still got to live in sin. I remember a song when I was growing up. It went like this. Sin is to blame for all sorrow. Sin is to blame. Sin is to blame. Have you no hope for tomorrow? Sin is to blame for you for it all. And another verse says, see yonder man in the prison he dwells. Sin is to blame. Sin is to blame. Listen to the story he sorrowfully tells. Sin is to blame for it all. Another verse says, many poor children are crying for bread. Sin is to blame. Sin is to blame. Daddy's a drunkard and mother is dead. Sin is to blame for it all. All the bad health you see today, the loss of jobs, the wrecks you see, the crime, all those prison inmates and all of this heartache and premature death and all these victims of all of these things that are happening that are so destructive to the people of this generation, ladies and gentlemen. These people are victims of their own sins and rebellion against God. They're reaping what they have sown. And the Bible tells us in Galatians, the 6th chapter, verses 7 and 8. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man, that's a man, woman, or child, or boy, or girl, soweth, he'll also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit have life everlasting. It's not anything today to marvel at when you see people suffering because of the sins that they've committed. They're sorry they got caught up with, but they're not sorry that they've been a fool and have sinned against God and their sins have found them out. And remember, the Word of God tells us plainly, and we've got to believe the Word of God whether we like to or not, Numbers 32 and 23. God says, if you sin against the Lord, be sure your sin will find you out. Hosea 8 and 7, God says, they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. We ought to remember that this universe that we live in is ruled by a moral law, and we're going to be judged by God's moral law as they're written in this Bible. People today, their sins catch up with them, and they seem like they're surprised. But ladies and gentlemen, boys or girls, if you commit adultery, why should you be shocked or be embittered toward God or anybody else because you catch the AIDS or the herpes or the gonorrhea or the chancres, or you get shot or you go to jail or you break up your family? When you live in sin, sin will bring ruin upon you. And God says, I want you to give up your sins and repent because sin will bring ruin to you. And I don't want your life ruined. That's God's wonderful interest in you, that if you'll turn to Him in repentance, He'll save you from that ruin and degradation and destruction of sin. Shall we pray? I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'll hear the message of thy servant and you'll hear the heart cry of every penitent, boy and girl, mother and father. Lord, some of them has been ruined already. I pray that you'll listen to their cry and forgive them. And may they receive Christ as their Lord and Master and turn away from those sins that's bringing them to destruction. I pray that you'll forgive them and cleanse them with the blood of Jesus in His wonderful name. And amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, my address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Now, this kind of preaching from God's Word sometimes, it offends people. But it's out of your Holy Bible, ladies and gentlemen, and it may convict you and make you feel uncomfortable for a while if you're not totally right with God. But you ought not to dislike me because of it. You ought to be ashamed of yourself if you dislike me for telling you the truth. I'm your friend and maybe the best friend you have. Galatians 4:16, the Bible says, Paul the Apostle says, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? My Lord and my God. May God grip your hearts, ladies and gentlemen. I pray that if you appreciate this broadcast, you'll write me this week and share a fellowship offering of support to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion is our prayer for every one of you.